For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, we still are hot today, but the humidity is a little lower. If you step out the door early this morning, you'll notice that the temperatures have a little bit of a cooler feel than the last few mornings. So that's nice. And that only increases this week. So what happens is with low humidity, we warm up quickly during the day, but we cool off quickly at night. And it's really a nice balancing act. The high temperatures really will trend closer to average, which is in the upper 80s, as we go through the rest of this work week. And the nighttime lows will be no worse than average, if not a bit below, with some inland spots down into low 60s for several mornings in a row. That's really nice. Let's take it while we can, as we get a nice little reprieve here. Although this afternoon's temperatures still reach the low 90s, there'll be a decent sea breeze, though. That'll drop temperatures to the low to mid 80s at the beaches during the afternoon. And we'll continue with that theme of an afternoon sea breeze all the way into the weekend. There'll be a pretty steady breeze out of the east, which will generally make our beaches a little more comfortable. Now, having said that, water temperatures have topped the 80-degree mark about a week earlier than average. And so the sea breeze isn't quite as cooling as it has been over the last few months, of course, but still helps out some, and we'll keep temperatures a little milder at the beaches at night, too. But inland, it's in the 60s at night, all the way into the weekend, and afternoon high temperatures that'll generally be in the mid to upper 80s and several degrees lower at the beaches. The one thing we need, of course, some rain, and there's none of that in sight of any great consequence. We may get an isolated shower very late Sunday, a little better chance for an afternoon thunderstorm early next week on Monday and Tuesday, but that still looks very widely scattered. Now, our wet season, typically we think of that as starting in June. Of course, it's not like a light switch where you turn it on and all of a sudden on June 1st it's raining. But that's the general average. Sometimes it's as early as mid-May. Sometimes it's as late as mid-June. This one looks to be a little bit later. There are signs that perhaps by the middle and end of next week we turn at least a little bit wetter. We'll keep you updated as we go toward next week. In the meantime, enjoy what is otherwise really, for this time of year, late May, early June, some pretty pleasant weather. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.